a question of a couple of minutes.
James worried like this. Uh-huh. James worried by asking one question. Why should I have the cover of mace if the fact remains that the mace is really not the goof, it's really not the body, but the, like it says in Kehelet, so it's in Kehelet that the Neshama goes back to the place where it came out. So the soul, the essence of the man, is gone. Since they put the essence of the man in the ground, I mean, of the, Negev Yadav.
Right?
The essence of the man is really gone. So the only thing you have there is his goof. Right? The goof that, and that functionally was related to the Neshama. Alright. They have an object which functions in that, but the question is, but the goof is just a shell, just nothing, right? So what's the whole thing? What are you being mechaber here? What are you mechaber? Isn't it true that the Rambam says that all chait comes from the goof? Right? And all that which is good comes from the soul. So you're being mechaber the object which caused the, which is a destructive force. The cover of mace really is not the, is not the cover for the mace himself, the mistake, it's not the mace. The mace is gone. The essence of the mace is gone. But you treat with respect the object which was used in the performance of mitzvah. Tashmish mitzvah. But then it really is true. There is no halacha of the mace over there. The halacha is, the Gemara says that Tiskiyo dragged the bones of his father in the street. Right? Where's it going? Because they see that it's true. That no, it was no father. Dragged his bones in the streets and the Chum said it was good. Yeah? You look at the emotion like. Because he was never a reserve. What? Oh, it seems to be in line with what he's saying. That, the only thing is that we always assume that the goof is a what is called Tashmish Kedusha. You have no right to assume otherwise. If, for instance, you know that it's not so, so here it is. Okay. Right, yeah. Forget about Tashmish Kedusha. Tashmish Kedusha means anything which is used. Use it as the sake of Torah. Use that recovery as Torah.
Yeah.
That's Tashmish Kedusha.
So why is the body Tashmish Kedusha?
No, because the soul, it has the soul.
It's not
Tashmish. The goof really is a destructive force. What the Rambam says in the Maran of Ochum. The goof is the origin of all sin, of all faith. It's true, you go. Yeah, okay, so is it a talk of the Tashmish or not? The answer is because it may be true that the it may be true that the well, when the Rambam says that everything evil comes from the goof, he means if a person was a pure neshama, he would never be a chayt. They'd be a malach. That's what he means. It's the physical part of man that caused him to be a chayt.
So it means without chayt, it wouldn't be death.
No, that's different from ours. That any son, any son by the chait, then you should weigh up. That's different from ours. That's the full possible word. Okay. So it means like this. But you see that it's God's will that it shouldn't be that way. That man should be just a neshama, right? So God's, it is God's will that what? That during this lifetime, that there should be a relationship between the neshama and the goof, right? It should be related. Related. They're functionally related.
It
wasn't
just
in that lifetime.
What?
It wasn't just in that lifetime. Well, that was Ramban and the Rambam. The Rambam says that it will never have Eilu Hava over here. Because then the goof has no use. There's no purpose for the goof. The Gemara says by Eilu Hava, there's no Akiva, no Shia, there's no Tashmish for the goof. The Ramban says it has no purpose. Some other, I don't know what it is, but some other purpose there. Yeah. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says he'll never be in this world. So the Rambam says this nation will come back and he'll die again. He'll just come back temporarily, momentarily, for a while. And then he'll die again, but the ultimate perfection is not in this world. The ultimate perfection is in Chart, Yitzchak was an object that was used. That's against my eyeglasses, Chart. Because I used them for learning. You can't say Chart in terms of Yitzchak was an object. You know, it's Chart can only be.
No, the goof isn't
an object. You're saying that the goof is an inherent part, then you're going to say, then you're going to have to say that if the person dies, the Nisham is missing something. See, that nobody says. The Rambam and the Ramban, that nobody says. But you can say, if the guy does, he's missing. On the contrary. The Leirani on the Lachai, after he's dead, he's on our level. So, Ramban is a little bit of a Ramban. I'm not going to say who's there. You can hold any way you want. There's no sock in these things. The Ram says, what? In any of these things. There's no sock in anything like that. The only thing I would say is like this, a person should not be too quick to make a judgment in these areas, because most of the time the judgments that you make are based on your own emotion. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, we're all attached to life, or we're all afraid of death. So to us it would seem much more palatable to have an all above where we are the way we are, because we're used to that. You know, we feel that, we want that right now, our emotions would want that more. See, that's not to say that that really is the best way it should be. That God knows which is the best way to be, even though we really feel that this is what we like, you know? That can be just an emotion. You know? I mean, it doesn't mean necessarily that that's the real good. The real good has to be decided by God. But, at any rate, if a person has an opinion in these areas too quickly, it's usually it's straight back to just an emotion, which could be a superficial thing. So what are we talking about? Is that the evil comes from the good. But it is still God's will that the goof should be, that the soul should function through this object in this world. Right? And since it's God's will that the soul should function through this object, so while the object may be one that causes detracts from the soul, but that's what you said. In other words, that's all you're saying there is that if the body wasn't there, the soul would never be chatei. You're right. But the fact remains, nevertheless, that it's God's will that this is the way the soul should function in this world. So therefore, it has been designated as an object which the soul must use in this world, right? So it's designated as a tashmish kedusha. That's what I was saying. You know what I mean? Even though the fact that the soul is the source of the good and the goof is the source of evil is a philosophical abstraction. True, philosophically it's a philosophical abstraction, but the fact remains that God's will was that this soul can only function in this world through the goof, right? So therefore it has been designated as an object which the soul must use. So because God's wisdom dictates that that's the way it should be, so therefore it has been, it has acquired the status of a tashmish kedusha. You know what I mean? I am telling you, but if it wasn't for the goof, yes it wasn't, but that wasn't God's will. You know what I mean? You're right. If it wasn't for God, if God's will was different, then that man's soul should be without a goof. You're right, it wouldn't be a chayda. But God's will nevertheless was that the soul should function in conjunction with the goof. So therefore, by God's wisdom, it has been designated as an object which is tashma shiv. You know what I mean? That's a philosophical abstraction that the Rambam is talking about. If it wasn't for the... you know what I mean? If it wasn't for the fact that the goof, a person wouldn't be a chayda. But God's will was that this is the way it should be, right? So the fact remains, in reality, according to his wisdom, it turns out that the goof should function together with the soul. And the soul should operate only via the goof in this world. So therefore it has been designated, in fact it has been designated as a tashmish kedusha. The fact that it's the cause of faith, that's a separate thing. You know what I mean? Nothing I thought school, you know? By his wisdom designated the soul to be soul should function in this world. The goof is also a source of that's the way it is, of course. But still it doesn't take away the designation. The designation remains. And since the designation remains, it has a status. I had told you, but if you would have done it differently, then it would have been better. Well, what's the difference? That's theoretical. That's purely academic. You know what I mean? The fact remains that this is the way the designation was. The God's wisdom decreed that this is the way we should be. So then, therefore, it must function it functions as a tashmish kedusha.
So,
there are reasons to bring it back. You know what I mean? That's the more concept there. But what's that function? Let me bring it back. Interesting thing. That's the in general. We want to know the general relation between the body and the soul and the knowledge. So how does it work? Interesting thing. We said, like I think I mentioned it a few times, right?
It happens.
Yeah, this thing. It's on there. What works is that since in this world the soul is limited by the fact that it must function through the group, right? So that limitation causes a certain type of development, certain type of intellectual development. The development must go via the group. In other words, first the body, first the group sees different things. The group sees that two things are the same. The eye sees it. And then the idea occurs that the concept of sameness occurs to the person's mind. You see? Then he starts seeing numbers. The idea of, he sees many things, a few things. So it all comes, it starts out through the physical. Because when you have this combination of Gufa and Neshama, the Neshama itself can't function in this world unless it's via the Gufa.
There has to be an illustration of things before.
The soul in this world only works, starts from the Gufa. It can't work without the Gufa. Starts from the Gufa, right? But as it advances, it could leave the Gufa. In other words, you find that youngsters must have always concrete type of example in front of them. They can understand it more when it's concrete, but as a person develops, he doesn't need it anymore. And it becomes, he can become more abstract. The person develops, it becomes more and more abstract. And that's really the quality of the mind. The greatness of Rambam, the greatness of the Dalamar, that they can deal with the pure abstraction is so far away from the physical that an average person is lost already. Because he must have a concrete illustration. That's why that's the difficulty in metaphysics, and understanding God. Because in God, you're applying principles that there is no possible way of giving you examples. You can just use examples of a concept, but then when you start applying the concept, you get lost in abstractions. And really, that's the pasuk in the Torah, when the Torah says, when Moshe Rabbeinu asked God, he says, "Arei no et v'decha," he wants to know God's essence. But God told him, "Kima yirani la'odom v'choi." It's impossible. What does it mean, "Kima yirani la'odom"? As long as the intellect, as long as the soul is tied to the physical, with this world, no matter how much you develop, no matter how high a level you've reached, you still could never perceive God, because God requires total abstraction. As long as that function is still there, you can never comprehend God's essence. And only after Misa can a person is on the level, whose soul has reached a certain level, comprehend the something about the nature of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. See? About God's essence. The tie is there. And as long as that tie is there, it can then become abstract. It can't be abstract enough. It's a lack of abstraction. And the truth of the matter is that in Yehadit, you go from the truth that the events disregard the audiovisual wave. We often audiovisual wave. You see the Haggadah. That's the best way of audiovisual wave. The Mazat. What do you have over there? Shifkuzu, Rav Aram says. Show the kid. This, like this Shifkuzu. But the kid can't visualize it. So you start off with that. But ultimately, when you get into halacha, the Gemara itself, it's an abstract concept. The concept is very abstract. They're away from the material. Right. But there's only a certain level of abstraction that any person could be. The highest, there is an absolute level that Adam can reach. An absolute level that inherently man cannot go any higher than that. That Moshe Rabbeinu reached. That level, beyond that level, no human being, the human mind inherently is incapable of going beyond the level because of its relationship to the book. This is a guy that's a smart guy, more intelligent, but the point is there is an inherent limit because of the relationship between the Guf and the Neshama. That's what Akash Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. That you should never go beyond that. Over here, you can't go beyond that limit. It's impossible. That's why I couldn't answer. That's why I couldn't get the answer of Farin of Tzadaha. So the relationship really is one that it's true. It comes to the senses. All our knowledge comes to the senses. That's right. And that's because of the functional relationship between the neshama, between the good. But even though it comes through the has to come through the senses, there's a certain degree of removal that you can't attain, a certain degree of abstraction you can't attain. The human being can't attain a certain degree, but there's an inherent limit there. The halachic answer. What about philosophically? Okay. What about philosophically? Question is lo igla rush. Why can't I, if I'm watching a mace, I can't learn Torah, I can't do mitzvahs, I mean, what kind of a halacha is that? Alright? The relationship between the soul and between the guf. It is not, you have to understand that the soul is not a physical thing, it's not in the guf.
Like you
can't say it's in the guf. If you say the soul is in the guf, then you're giving it physical properties. You know what I mean? That's why I said that it's a functional relationship. Yeah? Functional relationship. You can't say the soul is really in the good. It's in here and here. I mean, where is it in? It's not a physical property. It's functionally related. That's the only thing you can say. You can't say more than that. Say more than that, or you're making it into a physical thing. The Mahavir Neshama is a Mason. Doesn't mean that he actually that it's contained in it. It's related to it, like that. Well, just because you're attempting to put a physical type of an attribute to it, you know what I mean? There's an abstraction. Abstraction. Since he's used to the physical, everything's physical, so you have to try to find some way to put this into a physical category. But abstraction demands that you don't. Because abstraction, you think, it's obvious, not a physical law, so you can't apply under the properties. As if we just had functional related, yet they were. Okay. So, how do we explain it? That's right. Kashmir Shadusha is definitely good. I like the category. The question is, how do you explain it? In other words, you want to go beyond Kashmir Shadusha. I explain it philosophically. All right, so what do you say? This isn't a real physical philosophy. What do you say? The human mind is a psychological principle. The human mind works by relationships. That's the way the human mind works. As a matter of fact, if you really study in-depth psychology, you find that that's the whole thing over there. All the associations, free associations. What are the whole chain, all these chains of free associations? It's all because the human mind works in relationships. Relationships of time, relationships of space, relationships of association through content, association through emotions. That's the way the mind works. It's one of the most important factors of the mind, associations. So since the human mind works by association, and insofar as we operate in this world with these 3D psychological principles, so therefore we must show respect to an object which is closely associated to the sex power. Because if we look at sex power, right? So it's maybe I guess respect really philosophically right, respect the sex power. What do I care what it was the Kashmir show we just talked about? But the answer is that you must give respect in that case not because of the object itself, but because of its relationship to the sextara. And since there is an association between the two, because the human mind works by association, so you must have the kavod must be given to that object too, because the object is associated. A is associated with B. You want to give cover to B, so you cannot exclude A, because the association is strong. And since the association is strong, if you don't treat A in a certain way, you will be degrading B. You follow? That's based upon it has to be that way, because that's the way the human mind works. That's the way the human mind works. So therefore, over here is the same thing. That since the guf and the neshama really have a close relationship, it's a mitzvah and function in this world, right? So a degradation to the guf would, because of the human mind's process of association, would automatically affect the person as far as the neshama is concerned. That's not to say, however, that philosophically it could split the two. If we didn't have this mechanism in our mind, we could split the two. You know what I mean? Philosophically, it's
what
it
What would it cost?
It doesn't have to do that way. Yeah, it's something that has to be done that way because of the way the human mind operates. Yes.
What
was there a question in mind?
Well, if you be the image, what does that include?
It would be a beaker for the soul.
How that?
Because since the object which was used, which was designated to be used for a case of mitzvah, is being degraded, so then the soul itself would be
but you would treat your own I mean you would be like
a Sefer Torah, an object which is used for the Sefer Torah is associated with the Sefer Torah, so it demands respect. So there also an object which is used for the soul, which is something which is a very high element, because it was created by God in a very high element.
Yeah.
Now if you don't respect the object that was closely related to it, and there can't be a closer relationship than the functional relationship,
right.
Possible to be functionally related. So if you don't respect the object that was functionally related to it, so then you have to be misjudging the value of the object itself. And the value of the object itself is a very high value, it deserves a very high esteem. Because it's an object which is created by God, which is of the purest nature.
The same thing.
You're degrading the object that was created by God, which is of that pure nature, because you would be, because of the fact that that which was functionally related to it, you wouldn't be treating with respect. In other words, in order to have a person, supposed to have a respect for the God's creatures. And insofar as they are of a higher level, they deserve more respect, right? Now, the soul is a very high thing, because it's a pure thing created by God, which can perceive the Chokhmah of God. Mm-hmm. So everybody knows that such an object must be treated as nothing. It must be revered, to an extent, right? Okay, so therefore you must also revere that object which was functionally related to it, right?
But the reason,
then you'd be degrading the object itself.
The soul itself, because of that close, because that right. close functional relationship.
That's right. Okay. Made by a guy. He really is a puffy to the terror. Puffy says like this, and that's a little similar puffy right there. It says, Zay Satera Adam to Yomus Bayal. So, as I'll say, Adam tells me, Zay Satera Adam, the Ain. So Chazal say, Atem Kriyim Adam, Vein Shorum Asolam Kriyim Adam. That's what Chazal say. So it means that the Adam is only for Kali Yisrael, and not for Shorum Asolam. But you see, take this Akasha for a second. He says that there's another person that says Adam means refers to the universal man, not just Yisrael. And it's like this really. That is, that it is true that a goy could reach a very high level. We mentioned it several times. The Rambam says it, the Bar says it, the Rambam Tamid, Mark and Hedgen, that a goy could be, so he could have the Chavon Bar, just like Yisrael. And a goy at a tremendous Chavon, tremendous high level, might even have a higher Chavon than Yisrael is not on a level. It's a big. But it means like this, it means that in Halacha you have to have the, you have to have a Halacha line has to be drawn. You can't just have individual cases. Individual cases, no system of halacha. So you have to draw the halachic line. Now, the halachic line was drawn insofar as the... since, generally speaking, a person will never reach perfection unless he has the system, of terror. And it's true that there could be a demon that could do it. But the halacha has to deal in a general way. You can't deal with halacha with your people. So since that's the case, so that's why the halacha saw fit to say Yisrael only, and not a guy. That's why it's not because every guy is it's impossible for a guy to reach a high level. That's not true. But the thing is that generally, you can see yourself that even with Tayag Mitzvah, how many Yisraelim really reach perfection? It's not as bad as others. But the halacha has to draw the line. Halacha must draw the line. Even though, and that's that way, the Raisa, Rabbanon, Rambam says, Maran Vachon too, even though in many cases a certain halacha, the Talmud, a certain halacha wouldn't apply, but still the halacha you have to have. You have to have a halacha. You have a Yisrael that didn't live the right way. But that's the, you have to have you must have a halacha, otherwise the whole thing's bottom of the That's the council of halacha. So the council of halacha draws the line between Yisrael and God. Yes. If I remember. It'll be covered up brief, but not just covered up man.
It'll be covered up brief.
That's a lot of a brief. That's a lower form. It's a lower form. It's a lower form. It's not a real, not covered up man. It's like about Yisrael.
Yeah, but that's what you said.
But Yisrael has to do with Kedusha of Yisrael. That's all. That's exclusively for Yisrael. Even though Fiyah Hidden Mahon, you know, some of my favorite patterns. But the covered up brief, generally say yes. Even the Chal Shabbos, right? But only if he was, if you know the man was a Kate Fashiskel's father, whereas the Mason the Dia, the guy's living in Zara, that's another story, right? That's not a specific case. You can't possibly, Saka Allah doesn't draw lines like that. That's a specific case. On the contrary, Tumas Ameis seems to show the opposite. That there's another, that since, that would be the other part of the other side of the coin, that since the body was the source of Avera, was inherently the good, the physical was really defective, So therefore, the only thing that's left after he dies is the defective plot. That's why it's a metame. It's a metame because it's something which is the cause of a person's undoing. See? So really, it would seem the Yahadis embraces the philosophy that it's both. Both simultaneously. There's Kavana Meis, and there's some of the both concepts are really true. Both concepts are true. It is true that it's God's will that the body should be used in this world as a function together with the soul, and insofar as that is concerned, and definitely it's related to the soul. And as far as the relationship with the soul, it dictates the F3 with respect. But simultaneously, the group is the source of a person's faith. That's the only, the whole source of faith is God. So therefore, since it's a source of faith, so that's why it's a metame. Here we go. Well, you see, besides the Shemana
Shafi, you repeat
the question? The only behemoth that has really tumor. You see, like a dead frog is on the tummy. A dead turtle is on the tummy. Sheriff.
What's the
sheriff? Sheriff's only Shemana Shafi on the tummy. Just a dead sheriff is the Shemana Shafi on the tummy. The only thing that's on the tummy is the Haman Chaya. So the that would seem to be in a contrast, seems to be one of those things. But those things a person can identify with. So therefore the Torah says that just like by carbonus, what's the reason why you bring a carbon? Because the person when he sees an animal dying, he identifies with it. In one respect there's a certain similarity there. Children identify with animals. So there's a certain association there. That's why the law has a similar applied only over there. But something which can identify with again, except for Shemesh Rat or something like that. Okay. And simultaneously the other concept that the goof is
atomic.
Loig LaRush. Now Loig LaRush is very simple. Loig LaRush fits right in. Why does Loig LaRush fit in? Loig LaRush, I mentioned this a few times already. The Gemara says, well, you're not allowed to do things in front of the mace that are bizoyant to the mace. You're allowed to put on mitzvah
that he can't do.
Right. Jewish C is also awesome. Why? So the Gemara says, really, I think it's Yerushalmi case. So the Gemara says that, the Mason say to us, Mochar ato imonu. Tomorrow you're going to be here with us.
Here he is.
Vayyay, my man. Yeah.
Yashu, Makarthim,
Makarthim. Is that Yerushalmi?
No, it's the book.
The Gemara?
Yeah.
The Gemara. Okay, what's up with it?
18.
Right? What's the shadow? What's the shadow tomorrow? I mean, what is Mason are talking to? Well, what kind of sense is that? You know what I mean? There's no conversation, there's no dialogue between the Mason and the right? That the truth of the matter is that a person, there is a certain amount. Why is love? Love is the rush is an instinctive thing. If you speak to doctors that work on the corpses, you'll find that they always have, and at least the ones that spoke to me, that they make jokes. They call names, you know, put a cigar in his mouth,
That's a good one.
A person, you have to understand psychology. Why does a person do that? When a person does something, there's always something behind it. You just can't do it. You wouldn't do it to a picture, a cardboard picture. The answer is because it's something that's bothering him. It's a protective device. When he sees this mate, he thinks to himself, hey, I'm not too far away from him. There's a couple of years difference between me and him. Right? And this is something which is a very powerful emotion in him. He can't take it. He has to repress the idea that he's going to die. You know, he too will be there. Remember, there's always really been this guy, a very wealthy guy, and like a real tough guy. I knew him. So one time he came to my house after the funeral. It looked like he was finished. I said, what's the matter? I said, tonight sitting on a box. Go crazy. He says, just the thought that one day I'm going to be there, you know? So, it's a few hours of shock. The thing is that there's a certain there's a terrible fear of death, and the person has to repress it during his lifetime. So, the thing is that how does a person get around it? By breaking the identification between him and that object. Mockery. That's right. Mockery. Yeah, look at it. So, this way, once he breaks the identification, then he's protected. And makes fun of him, the cigar in his mouth. He's like, this is a protective way of keeping fear under control. You know what I mean? They think that Lloyd LaRush is an instinctive part of man. You know what I mean? That's the counselor instinct, and the brain, and the teacher identification. You can't take it. So that's an issue. Why? Because Yahadis doesn't want a friend.
Learn color is,
why would be amazed? Bahayit and Alibah. Terror doesn't want a person to do that. It's wrong. The person not supposed to have feral days. That, he's not supposed to break the identification between him and the mace. That would be detrimental, because then that would lead to a philosophy of paganistic philosophy. Philosophy of the physical. So that's why Yahadis says that such a thing, Loig LaRush, is terrible. So that's the dialogue. The mason say to us, that's what that's what it means, they're saying to us. Philosophically, there's no real dialogue there. Philosophically, that's the truth. The truth is philosophically that every one of us will be in that situation like the mace. I say, well, why are you being macharfa today? Is tomorrow going to be there? The answer is because it's a denial. You don't want to be. You don't want to realize that you're going to be there tomorrow. That's the source. Beautiful chazal. And you see the insight, psychological insight. It's unbelievable. But that's exactly the thing. You're going to do this. Why are you letting us? Oh, the answer is you're letting us because you really think you're not going to be here. It's a protective device. That's an issue. That's the issue of Loig LaRush. The issue of Loig LaRush is a philosophical crime. Person that will not accept it. You can't blot out the reality. That reality is important. That's why I always say like this. If people say you have to be realistic, what is it that you mean? You have to get jobs. But there's one realistic, there's one thing that the world is unrealistic about. And the thing that they're unrealistic about is death. The real realist has to live every part of life. Every reality must be in front of him, including death. And if he doesn't have that reality, he's not being realistic. The purpose of terror is to be realistic. True realistic always is that. That's why Loig LaRush is a terrible case. Loig LaRush is based upon the same thing that you mentioned before in regard to the Tashmish Kedusha. Because of the close relationship between the guf and between the neshama, that's why the person associates, that process of association that exists in the human mind causes him to identify this body, this corpse, with an individual, and an individual with himself. And because of the process of identification, he attempts to protect himself against it. That's the issue. The truth of the matter is, it shouldn't be the way philosophically, your corpse has nothing to do with the show. But the person does live away in this world, this physical world, we do have these associations. And that's why a person must be sure not to corrupt his philosophy, via these associations. See? That's the way. That's the whole thing. Why does he want to say right away? Ask him. If you do that, there's two possibilities for Yasmin. Yes, it's the problem itself. So the first one is deal with the problem itself. The Yasar is trying to get you to do it, right? Now go through the problem and think about it and say, 1 second, if I do that, I'm going to destroy myself. You know? And you work it out, you see you're going to ruin yourself. So that's being martyred against the Torah.
That's not
Torah.
Thing.
No, it's not Torah. Torah means what? Torah means the Torah. It's an indirect way of Torah. The first way is direct approach.
Philosophically.
Root and ask. What is the thing that's getting you? This only wants to get you to do this, but don't you realize that this is no good, this is going to go to this? So think it over. See, when the person sees it, he sees that's going to be his destruction. That's it.
Yeah,
I didn't do that. So it shows you that he's attached to this thing in an irrational way, that he can't possibly, no rationality is going to be able to get rid of it, right? So then it's Yasa Patera. So the Terry takes his instinctual desires and he removes it from all these areas and puts it into a higher thing. Then he'll be able to do it. You see? Then he'll be able to do it. That's why Terry is very good. Then he'll not come with it.
See?
You work at the problem itself. The problem, the answer I want you to do. Right? Conflict. So work it out. Yagazon Yetzitov, Yetzihara. I mean, Yetzitov should be prevail over the Yetzihara. So you think about it, you see what it's going to cause. This is going to give you pleasure, it's not going to give you pleasure. This is going to waste your time, you're going to look what's going on. That's it. See, if you win that way, that's the best way. Best way. Second way is you can't do it because it's an irrational thing. You're attached to an irrational thing, you can't overcome the irrational thing. Then the only way is to remove your instinct to keep you from these areas, so that then you'll be able to do it. See?
You actually get the heart.
In other words, you're attached irrationally to an activity which you can't possibly overcome. It's the hardest you got. Right. So then the only way is to remove the instincts, to raise them to another area. Once you get them to another area, they're going to be their own body anymore. And the second way. The other means to have two effects. One effect you can have, you're right. You knock down the HR. The other effect you can have is like this, on the contrary.
I'm
going
to die.
I'm going to die. Stop. If you go through all these processes, that is good. But if you don't go through this process first, then... See, that's not Tasha. That's Tasha from Nesha. Because That's not the way you perceive it. You don't perceive, if you perceive, the person perceives learning really the abstract element of it. The learning in this world depends on learning.
You're learning here.
I can do it. And it's still really is But over here you might be Groschel Mace. 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 M